Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 5, verse 13. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. I remember as a teenager hearing a well-known preacher telling the story of a young woman who told him that she didn't always feel like praying. His response was that prayer was not a glandular condition. Prayer was something that we need to do whatever our feelings. That's precisely the point that James is making here. In short, it's always the right time to pray, whether you're going through a good or a bad time. God doesn't want us simply to be the people who say their prayers as if we need to find the right magic words to say and then forget about God until the next time we say a few prayers. That's not what God wants. He wants a relationship with us, within which we share fully the ups and downs of life. I love the fact that the Bible doesn't present us with a line of holy people who always got it right and who loved sharing their lives with God. The Bible is almost the opposite of that. It tells us a story of women and men who struggled and often failed. And amidst it all, we see how those frail and failed human beings discovered that God loved them and had a purpose for their lives. God doesn't want us to be religious people who say beautiful prayers and then shut him out, but people who live their whole lives with him and who live what might best be described as a life of prayer. Nothing is too small or too large to take to God in prayer. He is intimately involved in every moment and eager to share them with us. Whether we're driving the car, sitting at our desk, speaking to colleagues, chatting with neighbours, watching television, answering emails or playing sport, he wants to be at the centre of our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you want to share every aspect of our lives with us. Teach us more of what it means to live a life of prayer. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.